You're listening to SBS News.
On a shopping strip in Melbourne's Inner West, several women are realising their business dreams. A peek through the colourful shop window of Casa Bonita Cultural and Empowerment Hub, a social enterprise in Seddon, reveals six businesswomen, all migrants to Australia, huddled around a table laden with accessories, homeware and athletic attire. They're enthusiastically discussing their sales strategy for Mother's Day.
Okay, girls, so I'm very happy that we're here because we have a big important topic, Mother's Day. So we're going to be discussing what's the ideas we have for packaging because we need to change the front windows.
And there's a flurry of suggestions when talk turns to how to gift wrap items for maximum impact.
So maybe let's just share the ideas we have and maybe how we can all put our products in the front window, if that's okay.
This collaboration in business is what Liliana Bravo-Quiros hoped for when she founded the hub.
We need to create opportunities for people who have no experience in Australia because they are very talented and they can create a whole business that can support other women, that can create jobs.
Ms. Bravo-Quiros knows how difficult starting a business in a new country can be. Originally from Colombia, she came to Australia as an international student and stayed on due to dangers in her homeland. The businesswoman and mother understands it takes practice to develop confidence in English, that creating networks from scratch takes time, and that not having a family nearby to help look after children can be challenging. A pilot program at the Hub has provided 5 international students with mentorship and hands-on experience of business, including e-commerce, styling and customer relations. The program gave participant Brenda Gill the confidence to develop her own plants and handcrafted pots venture in a courtyard at the rear of the premises, called El Bosque Botanica.
She gave me the opportunity to be the manager of the shop. So that's the way as well that I could learn all the process with the system, how to create your own business, how to manage the inventory, and all the things that you need to do as a business. And then that's why I was ready when it was the opportunity here to just create my business.
Renting a small, affordable pop-up space at the Hub enabled Indian-born Ridma Sachdeva to test interest in her products and tailor her business to the Australian market before committing to a permanent setup. Her company, Hemera Labs, sells hand-embroidered wall art, headbands and scarves.
You really need to understand the market. It is very different from what we are coming from our home countries, from our hometowns. It is very different. So understand the market, understand the consumers.
Having learned embroidery at the Royal School of Needlework in London and established a business designing shoes in Britain, Ms. Sachdeva understood customer trends in the European and Asian markets. But when she moved to Australia with her husband 2 years ago, she had to start over.
Setting up a business was a great deal of a challenge because I had no idea about first the basics. What is the accounting system like? Because it's actually so different from what I'd learned in India and then so different from what I'd learned in London. So it was just altogether, I'm like learning from scratch.
All migrant and refugee entrepreneurs encounter challenges. Language and lack of networks can be significant barriers. Also, lack of recognition of overseas qualifications and experience with Australian taxation and accounting systems, as well as industrial rules. Associate Professor Afreen Huck in the Bachelor of Business Entrepreneurship program at RMIT says discrimination based on race and religion can also occur.
The challenges for migrant and refugee women entrepreneurs are different and perhaps more compared to their male counterparts.
Obstacles for female migrants include expectations they'll comply with the gender norms of their country of birth, caring responsibilities, and lack of confidence.
Hello! How the business go?
I'm very well, good.
Good?
Yes.
Okay.
During COVID-19 lockdowns in Victoria last year, Luz Restrepo co-founded the social enterprise Migrant Women in Business. The organisation advocates for opportunities for migrant businesswomen and supports them to make their ideas a reality.
We are not vulnerable people. We are resilient, brave, resourceful, smart people who just need two opportunities to learn how to navigate in a new context.
One of the organisation's first efforts has been the creation of an online marketplace made by Many Hands, exclusively for businesses run by migrant women.
Designed to be friendly for people with low level of digital and literacy skills that they can showcase their products and their services. And we also have a help desk to help the women how to navigate in the back end of their own stores.
85% of the money from sales goes to the seller immediately, with the remaining 15% going to migrant women in business to improve the platform. Once the marketplace is established, profits from the website will fund skill and literacy enhancing programs to help migrant women become independent entrepreneurs. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.